We start from Kosovo, from Pristina to the Subotica. And the Subotica stay for 4 days. And today we coming to the border, the Hungary. It's not police from Serbia. But,
nowhere.
We don't see any police. And you are in Hungary.
Are you happy to be in Hungary?
Are you happy to be in Hungary?
Yes.
Very nice. Yes.
Everybody's happy now.
Yeah, everybody is happy now because it's very fine now.
It's Saturday morning near the Hungarian border village of Asatalom. Around 50 people have already been caught by the Hungarian police. They have crossed the border from Serbia, on foot and through the woodlands. Families, children, older people, they are all from Kosovo. Thousands of their countrymen have made the same journey in the recent weeks. Most are hoping to make it to Germany, Austria, Scandinavia, in search for a better life and to escape poverty in Kosovo.
Now it's very nice. People, because Hungary is in Europe, Serbia is not.
So you're in Europe now?
Yeah.
You are in Europe.
Yeah, I know. Now, for now, I'm in Europe.
One of them is 24-year-old Ul from Kosovo's capital, Pristina. He came with a group of 12. They traveled by bus to the Serbian border town of Subotica and then walked over the border. They saw no police until they were in Hungary.
How many people are you?
We are 12 persons, big persons, and one is baby.
The police are putting them onto a bus and they'll be taken to a local police station where they'll be registered. They all give the same reason for leaving home. There are no jobs, they don't have money, and there are no prospects for the future.
So tell me, why did you leave Kosovo?
Why did you leave Kosovo? Is for nothing, because in Kosovo not have work, not have nothing. Because I just my friends and other friends is a professor of economy, work and going to the Hungary. And I finished my study, one day live in Kosovo. I finished my study and tomorrow I'm going to the Subotica because I don't have a work. And I study for law and for criminology, but I don't have a work. I don't have a respect, I don't have nothing.
The huge number of Kosovars who have entered Hungary via Serbia over the past 2 months has surprised many. The vast majority are ethnic Albanians. Estimates run up to 100,000 people. Kosovo has not seen this many people leave since the war in 1999. Ever since gaining independence from Serbia 7 years ago, Kosovo has been struggling economically. It's one of the poorest countries in Europe, with unemployment at 45% and over 30% living in poverty. The reason for the current mass exodus, though, is the easing of travel restrictions for Kosovars. They are no longer prevented from traveling through Serbia, which means when they then cross over from Serbia into Hungary, they can travel on to Western Europe. Hungary is part of EU's borderless Schengen zone. Hungary's border with Serbia is 150 kilometers long. This stretch of 20 kilometers is protected by just 3 field rangers with 1 jeep. Zoltan is one of them. He takes me on his patrol through the fields and the wooded border area, where a little stream marks the border between the two countries.
Scheringer Zoltán vagyok, ásotthalom mezőri szolgálatot teljesítek.
I'm a field ranger. My original job was to protect the farmland, to make sure crops weren't stolen, that kind of thing. But in the last 3 to 4 months, 90% of my time is spent dealing with immigrants. I have to stop them crossing the border and protect the empty farms, because immigrants tend to go to the empty farms and houses and light fires. So the farmers need protecting too. My job is to stop the immigrants and then wait until the police come.
These are clothes.
We drive up to the location where most of the migrants cross over.
So we're standing in front of a stream, and this is the actual border between Serbia and Hungary. We're at the Hungarian side.
But the umbrella is on the Serbian side.
So we can look at Serbia from here.
Yes.
And this is, you say, this is the place where most
of
them
the main places,
cross over. Yes. Through the water.
Through the water, yes. You've seen the photos with, you know, fathers taking their children.
Veronica Dobo works for the municipality. She tells me that the sudden influx of illegal border crossings have provoked a reaction on both sides of the border. 26 Hungarian police officers have now arrived in Asatalom to help Zoltan and his colleagues to catch the migrants as soon as they cross over.
And he says nowadays they are hiding, but because of the media attention, the Serbian border guards are trying to catch them. And so far, on the Serbian side, they were just free to go because the Serbian didn't really care. They just said, go. And now, because of the attention they got, they are trying to stop them. And they don't really want to be caught by the Serbian guards.
And once they arrive in Hungary, do they want to get caught?
Yes. Most of them, because if they get into the camps in Szeged, then they get a paper. I'm not really sure how it's called. It's a permit for temporary residence, not only in Hungary but in the whole of the European Union.
Yeah.
And with that paper, it's valid for 3 months, and with that paper they can travel for free without any other identification.
Yeah.
If they show that paper on a bus or on a train, they can travel. And 3 months is enough to disappear.
Veronica and Zoltan have seen many people cross over, walking through the cold water of the stream, sometimes with children in their arms.
You should see them when they cross the water and they ask us if it's Hungary. And when we tell them that yes, you are in Hungary, then some of them are kissing the ground and raising their hands to the sky because they are so grateful to be here.
They finally reached their goal.
Yeah. We have seen families kneeling down and kissing this.
Sa ekipom iz UGP, pa na Z, imaš nekog re?
On the Serbian side, the border control has strengthened too, says this border police officer patrolling this area. He says they have 4 police cars driving around all the time, which is more than usual, and they catch between 30 and 50 people a day. At the police station, there are whole families, young parents carrying babies in their arms. These people will be taken to court immediately. Most will be fined and released the same day. And then they will most probably try again. While the police on both sides of the border are trying to halt illegal border crossings as much as they can, the crisis has become big business in Subotica, the Serbian transit point into Hungary. On my visit, almost every hotel was full of Kosovars. They say taxi drivers are asking huge sums of money to drive them to the border, and that the police are turning a blind eye to them in exchange for money. One taxi driver tells me more.
They bring him the money, you know, police. They stop him, bring him all the money, and now you can go. Fascinating in Serbia. Everything is start to be business, you know, everything. All this is unhappiness. You have a lot of money. Every person just from here to go across the border must pay to somebody from 100 to 500 euro, you know? And you have 100 people today, every day.
So it's easy money.
Easy money, yes, of course. Easy money.
Back in Hungary, I meet with the mayor of the border village Asatalom, Laszlo Torocskai, a controversial far-right politician. He is not happy.
We had a lot of damage because the illegal migrants go into the houses, farms, into the farms, into the ranches, into the gardens. Made troubles for the people. They destroyed the fences around the farms. They burned the fire at the forests, and this is a very dangerous situation here because we have a lot of forests. I don't care why the illegal migrants arrived to Europe, and I think it's a not a normal situation when nobody protects a border. Which border is the border of the European Union? This is a Schengen border, but nobody protected this border, and the people in very, very big groups, 100 people, could walk across the border with nothing.
Laszlo Torocskai says that the border is wide open and the only solution for him is to build a fence at the borderline.
I think the fence could be a good solution. There is a fence in Bulgaria, there is a fence in USA at the American-Mexican border. So I think this could be a good solution if there is border police. So Hungary needs border police, because there is no border police, just normal police.
The strengthening of border patrols over the past week has resulted in a drop in the numbers of Kosovo immigrants. But this might just be temporary. The Kosovo government is trying hard to convince its citizens to stay, but thousands have already made their way to Western European countries and filed for asylum. Most will be denied, and they will be sent back to Kosovo. But until there is a solid solution for the economic hardship in Kosovo, they will keep trying to head west. Mitra Nazar for DW on the Serbian-Hungarian border.